the words of life or death. There is a secret force that is released each time you speak. While I was playing tennis with my son, I screamed out, "Gula, you idiot!" Beautiful words of life, right? I wasn't yelling at my son. I was mad at myself because I missed a shot. I immediately stopped and said, "That's not true. I may be a lot older, a lot slower, but I'm not an idiot." Do you ever speak to yourself words of condemnation? Have you called yourself ugly, stupid, or something worse? Do you say things like, "I'm gonna fail," or "I just can't"? I believe that the words that come out of your mouth can either create life or they can create death. Do you believe this? This morning, as I was reading the Bible, I stumbled upon the following in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh." Could this be a clue to the power of our words? That our words turn into flesh? That's kind of scary, isn't it? It makes me think about some of the hurtful and unkind words that I've said to people in the past. This revelation makes me cry out to Jesus, "Oh God, please forgive me." It also makes me want to kick myself right in the rear end. I have to put together this plan of action now to make a positive change in my life. And I hope that these steps will help you as well. Number one, ask God to forgive you. Great. You're now forgiven. Secondly, make a list of people that you need to ask for forgiveness. Go see them and do it. Great. You're now starting to rebuild. Thirdly, cancel all the death words that are part of your self-talk. And fourthly, speak life to God, yourself, and others. Create life. You can change your words for the better, or they can change you for the worse. And please don't forget that you're a miracle, and I'm Paul Mark Goulet.